What's up, fellas? So I had a guy that wanted to know how to stop being a beta male provider. All right. So first, I'll say this, guys. I'll tell you guys what a beta male provider is. A beta male provider is basically a guy that uses his resources or his stability to attract women, all right, or sleep with women, either way you want to say it. All right. That is what a beta male provider is. A beta male provider is somebody that straight up a woman won't sleep with just off of who he is. He has to offer a little extra. All right. So, and most of you guys already knew that, but what he wanted to know was how to stop being a beta male provider. Because you ain't going to just wake up tomorrow and say, you know what? I ain't going to be a beta male provider no more. It don't work like that. All right. So, this is what you need to do. First off, you have to stop leading with your wallet. All right. That is a mindset. You have to stop thinking that you need to compensate women for their time. If you're a beta male provider, you're basically saying, I'm not good enough as is, but let me show you what I can do for you. All right. So you have to stop leading with your wallet. The next thing you need to do is you have to increase your sex appeal. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts around it. You get, listen, if you're a guy and women straight up just look at you and they don't just find you attractive and you see that, you have to make a change in yourself. All right, and this is the difference between me and other dating coaches. They want to sell you that other bullshit that, you know, looks don't matter. We all know that's bullshit, guys. And you coming from a first-hand guy that done lost over 100 pounds. And if you think women look at me the same way today as they did when I weighed 100 pounds more, you lost your motherfucking mind. All right, when I was like 330 pounds, I more likely led with my wallet. Now, what do I mean by that? Because I ain't have shit. I was good at selling dreams, all right? I was good at telling a woman all the things I'm, you know, was going to do. But now, granted, I wasn't fat that long, so I don't want y'all guys to get the misinterpretation that I was fat for all my life. It's just a little short period of time where I laxed on my diet and I had gained weight. It was like a two-year period, all right, where I got up real big. Now, it worked out good for me because it allowed me to get, you know, my job as a bouncer. So it kind of worked out good for me at that in that aspect, because the guy I was working for, he really didn't want you if you wasn't 300 pounds. If you weren't at least 6 foot, like 3, 6 foot 4 and 300 pounds or something like that, he really didn't even like dealing with you. All right. So in that aspect, I guess it worked out for the good, as in getting me a job when I got to New York. But still, I had to lead with my wallet more times than not, all right? Usually it was me telling women what I had going on, this, that, and the other. They wouldn't just look at me and say, damn, you're a fat, sexy motherfucker, all right? It typically didn't work that way. Now, for all you guys that are a little bit overweight, that's not the same, all right? It's a difference between being 100 pounds overweight and you somebody who need to lose 25 pounds. That's not the same. But when you get that overweight, when you 100 pounds overweight, ask any big guy, they'll tell you. Women don't like big dudes. I'm going to tell you that shit right now. And even though I carried my weight pretty good, I still was overweight. And that's, being overweight is about the most unattractive thing you can do. And if you don't believe me, look at fat women. I ain't talking about the curvy sex. I'm talking about the ones that are just fat. All right, the ones who just fat. That's what I'm talking about. All right, guys. So first thing you need to do is increase your sex appeal. That's going to be, you need to be in the gym getting your body as best as you can get it. All right. Some of you guys are just hog set on the way you look and you ain't willing to change. Try a different hairstyle. Try some shit. All right. Listen, you know, when I first went, the guy cut my hair. I told the guy when I went in the barbershop, I told the guy to cut my hair low. All right. I don't know if he can confused cutting low with bald, but he cut it pretty much damn near bald. And I said, man, I ain't tell you to cut my goddamn hair bald. I said, cut it low. But then I started looking at it. I said, shit, it looked better. Because what it did was, it didn't make my receding hairline so prominent. And therefore, I looked younger, better, just overall better than I did when I had it low, where you could see my receding hairline way back here. So I actually looked better by accident. He cut my hair bald, and you know, I'm sitting here thinking about it. Maybe he knew that. You know, he's a barber. He do this shit every day. Maybe he knew that. I was trying to get him to cut it low because, you know, I didn't like my receding hairline. He cut it damn near bald. All right? And I looked. I said, man, you know, that don't look so bad. So, guys, you have to sometimes... Y'all guys be stuck on. Some of you guys walk around with a little dirty ass ponytail, you know, all type of shit. Try some shit. All right, try a different look. You know, get an image consultant. All right, whatever the case may be, try a different look, man. All right, so that could work for you. Fashion. All right, now you got your new body. Now you want to wear clothes that fit you. All right, that's, you know, snug and fit you. Wear your shirt tucked in so you can show off your flat little stomach and shit like that. Now women are just finding you sexy for who you are. It ain't about, you know, where you work, what you drive. Now, you know, we fuck them hoes too because I don't give a fuck if you get to 8% body fat and fucking wear Gucci every day. It's still going to be women that want a man that's stable. All right, we fuck them hoes too over here. All right, so if a woman want to take you as a beta male provider, we fuck those hoes too. But what I'm saying is, you're going to get better options. Women sleep, they fuck you better when they sit, they attracted to you. It's just the all the way around better feel. The next thing you're going to do is improve your charisma. Now, where's this going to come from? It ain't going to just fall from the fucking sky. Well, you know that new body and them new clothes that you're wearing to fit your new body and the new look you got? Guess what now? You're going to start getting choosing signals, motherfucker. Now girls going to start checking it out. You gonna, now you're getting some options. Oh, now you're getting options. Now you start to get a little full of yourself. And you start to walk a little different. Yeah, you strut. Now you got some options. You know, you don't walk no more. You strut now. Oh, man. Ooh, these bitches checking me out. Now you strutting. Now you got some options. Now you like, all right. Now when you go up and talk to a girl, now you ain't nervous no more. Because I got options. Now she going to do her little stupid ass shit test. You can pass that shit easy. Why? Because I got options. I ain't got to kiss your ass no more, motherfucker. All right? This is all what options do for you. Options bring that swag out. Because you got options. All right, guys? So that's how you going to stop being a beta male provider. You got to increase your sex appeal. It ain't going to just fall from the sky. All right? If you just think you're going to wake your ass up out of bed tomorrow and think, I ain't going to be no beta male provider no more. Good luck with that shit. Good luck. I want to see that. It ain't going to work like that. It's a process. First, you do the self-improvement. You improve your fucking self. Now we're talking about the physical. When you get women to just like you, this is going to start giving you attract to where women find you attractive. Now you go up and you hit them with the swag or the charisma. Oh, man. Next thing you know, you fucking her while she other beta male provider taking her ass out. Next thing you know, you getting a girl, you got her coming over your house at 10 o'clock after she done just left a date with some other sucker, some other beta male provider. Oh, yeah, that's how it work. That's how it work. Any of you guys that ever asked a girl to come back to your crib on a Friday or Saturday night, she can't come back to your crib just yet. She got to go fuck that alpha. And that go for me, too. Most of these girls, they don't go home. You drop them off at 10 o'clock or whatever. No. They got some other little maintenance man who come over there and fuck them. But eventually, that'll be you. All right, guys? So that's how you stop being a beta male provider. All right? You got to increase your sex appeal. The next thing a guy asked me about, pulling back. He wanted to know, pulling back to pull a raise a woman's interest. So I want to talk about this. It was just a simple question, but it's a lot deeper. It's a lot more layered there if you look at the question. It seems like a little simple question. Yeah, pull back and then raise one. But it's a lot. So he want to pull back to raise a woman's interest. Guys, I don't pull back to raise a woman's interest. I pull back because I ain't putting out a bit more than you putting out. See, I give you the same effort you giving me. See, guys, here's the thing. I hope I clear this up once and for all. When I pull back, or when I call a woman a week later after a date, or when I do anything, when I wait 3-4 hours, guys, let me tell y'all guys something. The day I started at the gym, the day I got on my purpose when I became a personal trainer, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. Women became the bottom of my fucking priority list. I did none of that shit to fucking raise women's interest, or I just simply said, my passion, this job is gonna change my life. Women be damned. And from that point on, when I got at the gym and when I knew and I calculated and I did the math at the gym and I said, man, I can make $150,000 a year in this gym if I put the fucking work in. You couldn't tell me shit. Are you damn worried about some fucking bitch? I'm at a job. Listen, you looking at a guy that all his life had worked like mediocre jobs. Here I am, 34 years old, at the gym. You gonna put me in a job and say, man, you can make $150,000 a year if you wouldn't have put the work in? You fucking kidding me? You don't worry about some woman? At that very moment, the thing is switched in me. I would look at my phone. I call her back. I'm working on this fucking certification, or I'm prospecting. Man, fuck that. I call her back. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was 34 years old, and I said it's time for a change. Fuck these hoes. These hoes done held me back all my fucking life. Not blaming them, because ain't nobody put my gun in my head. But I'm just saying, my mindset, worried about these damn women, done held me back all my life. Now I'm at a job, finally given the opportunity where I can make some money. Damn them damn women. All right, guys, so that's where that shit comes from. All right, so when I was dating a chick and I was starting at the gym, she started pulling back. I'm thinking to myself, man, I'm doing all these sessions and I'm probably have time to be trying to, you know, wonder why you ain't calling. Man, fuck that shit. So I would pull back, but it wasn't no strategy time to pull back to raise her interest. I just said, man, fuck that shit. She ain't calling me. Fuck that bullshit. Here she come in 2 weeks. Hey, stranger. Yeah, hey, stranger. Ain't nobody finna chase behind your goddamn ass. Alright, so that's where that shit came from. And I noticed, I said, damn, when I pulled back, she, okay, so when I was calling, texting her, such and such, she ain't doing nothing. So I'm doing all the, so I said, man, fuck this shit. I'm focusing on this gym. Here we go, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, here she come. Hey, stranger, my ass. One hey, stranger, 3 weeks ago when I was calling you and you sending them little one-word responses back. Alright, so that's the thing with that, guys. I did none of that shit as a strategy. That when guys, some of you guys, I can tell not on your purpose. Because if you was, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You'll know exactly. Like right now, I got shit. I make a video every day. I'm working on my next book every fucking day. I don't have time to be wondering why a girl didn't call me back. What happened to her? Why she flaked on this? That I don't give a fuck. So ain't no strategy. I'm too fucking busy. That's why. So any of you guys that pulling back, that raise interest, man, for every woman that you pull back to raise interest, it's going to be another woman you could do that shit and she ain't going to give a fuck. I'm still waiting on some bitches to call me, the pull back didn't work. All right, guys, so don't go into it looking to raise a woman interest. You should be doing it because she ain't putting the effort in and you too fucking busy to be wondering why. Alright, guys, stop trying to come up with strategies. Get on y'all goddamn grind. Get on your purpose. Focus on changing y'all guys' lives. Y'all guys wonder why I come up with the choosing signals. It had nothing to do with being an arrogant fuck and thinking you too good to approach women. The choosing signal thing was about stop your life from being about women 24/7. That's what the choosing signal. The choosing signal, guys sending me emails. Man, how the fuck girls on vacation? Man, just go have a good time on a fucking vacation. You get damn, women gotta be everything. Shit, man, y'all guys can't do everything. Women. I put out a purpose video. We don't wanna follow up to that. When I call her back, what I should say? I just dropped a purpose video talking about finances and motherfucker come back talking about some goddamn women. You gonna see what I'm saying? Well, anyway, man, like the video, comment down below what y'all guys want to see next. Holla back.